The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. President Obama said he didn't want to spend his presidency rehashing the past, but he also promised to restore the Justice Department's independence, and now his independent Justice Department has decided to rehash the past.
The Obama administration and the Attorney General himself may want to contain the investigation, but once you open this Pandora's box of an investigation of detention and interrogation policies, it could go broadly and deeply and to higher levels.
More after this. Federal prosecutor John Durham will be the man officially in charge of rehashing the past. He will determine whether the CIA questioning of terrorist suspects during the Bush administration broke any laws. Juan Zarate is CBS News national security consultant.
This not only opens up a Pandora's box, but also I think throws fuel on the fire of a lot of the festering debates, both on Capitol Hill and throughout the country.
One of those festering debates concerns whether techniques like revving an electric drill near a suspect's head or implying his family might be harmed, or the now familiar waterboarding, did in fact work. A declassified version of the 2004 report prepared by the CIA's Inspector General and released yesterday admits, quote, there were instances of improvisation and other undocumented interrogation techniques by the Counterterrorism Center. But it also says those interrogations enabled the capture of other terrorists and exposed terrorist plots. So maybe an investigation will reveal that on balance we were as humane as we could be given the circumstances. In fact, if you go to the National Counterterrorism Center website, you find no hint of the Quentin Tarantino approach.
We cannot merely focus on stopping attacks, as important as that is. We must also deal with the underlying causes that turn a young person into a suicide bomber.
The Osgood File.
Our successes cannot always be told, but they are real.
Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Tuesday, August 25th, 2009.